Welcome to Leading Lights, Indigenous men and women who have left a trail of inspiration for others.
Dr. Olive Dickerson lived a normal Canadian life. She was a Métis who advocated for women's rights, seniors' rights, First Nations, and Métis rights. She was more than an advocate. Dickerson was the forefront of the struggles. She was an inspired, inspirational teacher and mentor who changed Canadian history. She was born in Winnipeg in 1920, the daughter of a Métis mother and English father. During the Depression, the family moved to Manitoba's Interlake region, where Olive and her sister learned to live by fishing, trapping, hunting, and gathering. During her time in the bush, she learned the joy and value of education. One of her few neighbors was a Scottish Redimonds man, a classical scholar who loaned Olive's books written by great philosophers in the London Times.
And now in Nakota.
Dr. Olive Dickerson, ne widantanga ne dukenia hame abine zeuhnania hansats. It's in Tawain Theatre, ne widantanga ne. Wiami, nangu ni hijabiko, nangu hamwinchasta, nangu tawain chieko, dagu gita hibitas, winchagi jihansa hid. It's a na ne dagu tehi, hia pejabititas. It's he in toagi hamizichi o pizza hid. It's in the wiane dohon dagu gihihna, dohon tangayo abihna nangu, uspe inchakiabis. Spain takes it home, pizza head, Nangu Dagunis, Due Ogitas, Doha Abadan Sahin, it's in ne Widatanganid, Hictam, Dukin, Umita, Oabine, Ze Oabitas, the Horns, Hagia, the Hans Abadan Sahin, it's in 1920 Keha, Winnipeg, and Tomita Hid, Hunguzi Tawainchi, Winanta Hid. Abduzis Tanus Ganata. It's in the Widatangani Daundo Hantehi Ziha Angabi Zihantiha Nitsi Winampinitaga Manitoba Zichi Hitsi Tiabihid Hitsi Hada Tibizin Soha Ne Tangagunansagitsi or Anquabi Nangu Dagu Hakwabi Nangu Yameabiko Nangu Ospibi Dagun Hitsako Doho. Spain, Chichabina, Hitchhouse, Dania, Hamihid. Tinne, Hitchy Tihna, Dagun, Apin, Chizin, Soha. Ne, was Bibi Ham, and Chahange, or Spain, Chichahna, Hitchinia, Hamizi. Ze, Dohomo Tanga, Hizze. Ze, when she taught Chincha, Eha, he hid. Hitchin, Hitchy Tibizin, Soha, Zin, Tanuskananta. Ne, was Spain, Chakabi. Doha hunga doa nustahna ze eha yahna ze oabi aya atia nangu gitsi wogitsi ne oabiko hecha ukuge sahed.
When the Second World War broke out, Olive moved south and her life changed when she met the legendary priest Athol Murray. Murray had founded the Notre Dame College at Wilcox, Saskatchewan, and he took Olive under his wing. She graduated from Notre Dame in 1943 with a philosophy and French degree.
Tinne Makutin Tanganid, Gitizabi in Titihake, Ne, with Nampinitagia, Anukiniha Nitin, Hitchi Hake, Hitchi Tiabihid, Hitchin Zitchi Omizitin, Ne, Wakuhne Winchesterta, Anthal Murray Japta, Hitchi, Eha Yahid. It's in Ne Murray Ijabne, Notre Dame College, Wilcox, Saskatchewan, in Ze Togaha, Apinchahna, in Uspezits. It's in Ne Winchane, Ne Wiane, Olive Ijabne, Ugyahna, Dagun, Uspin Chakyabi, Chagya, Abadahna, Ne 1943 Keha. Notre Dame, Idaha, Uspain Chakyabi Gihnustahna, Uabinato Gitsiginihin, philosophy and friendship.
Olive then began a long career in journalism at the Regina Leader Post as a reporter. It was here that she became truly aware of her Métis roots and became interested in First Nation issues. After a long career, she left journalism in 1967 to become Chief of Information Services at the National Gallery of Canada. There, she began her first book-length work, Indian Arts in Canada. At the age of 50, she shifted gears again, going back to school with the specific intent to get Canada's history right, beginning with the First Nations. She completed an MA and a PhD in history at the University of Ottawa, studying the early contacts between the French and North American First Nations. Those studies resulted in a groundbreaking book, The Myth of the Savage.
It's in Niwiane. Os pencha que abigich no stanchi ha, ne wo abi wigichi ne wo abi uwenyentia hin. It's in ne wo abi onchagiji weze. Regina later post jehin zin wuhnabi. Duken wuhnabi ukansas iye uwahna. Uwagetsahin ay abitia chin zenuze chin ne tawainchi hitahna nangu hamintastains that's a don't hear uhna omoze zewin chi tachi unsagetsia ihan hihin it's in 1967 akiha ne topinchiri itunihina hake National Gallery of Canada in Pinsahin Tin Zin Pinsis Etin Wahnake Indian Arts in Canada Debt Wahid Ze Wintimna Santa Sant Nitsi Hake Incitats in Dukanta Hehahihid Uspin Chakiabi Hungadua Hichagia A Pinsatia Wintitats in Tahitia Ze nangu ne widatanganid hemwinsasta dukin hikdam uni nangu ne widatanganid hikdam dukin nya hamineko duwe uachia hitsia winsita chinsa hiha itsiha ne uspencha kiabi ake winsibas nahid it's in University of Ottawa. In Munchibas Nahana, it was Spain Chakiabi Hunga Dwahtize, MA and PhD in History, Ogitsigini Hin, Tin Zin, Onze Tin Dagun, Basimtizes, Ne Data, Ne Puzanti, Nanguha Munchasta, Giti, Togaha, Hibitsihan, Dokin, Dokin Eha Gitsiabna, Dokin Winchitati, Yuhabize. Ze ake uabita dukon wahid. It's in ze uabize, the myth of the savage idiapta wahid.
Olive Dickerson's second career as an academic historian lasted a shorter time than her newspaper career, but it had a much greater impact. At 56 years old in 1976, she took up an appointment as an assistant professor at the University of Alberta. It was from that base she created her best-known work, Canada's First Nations. Another ambitious project she undertook was writing a general history of the Indigenous people of Canada. That became Olive's enormously influential Canada's First Nation, a history of founding peoples from earliest times, first published in 1992, giving Canada's First Nations their historical voice for the first time.
Ne Olive Dickerson ne hake ne uspin chakabi donga dua nangu abiku uichiha uigitsuninchiha. Ake Ntibna Zapta Gishak Pis Sam Nichiha 1976 Geha Nin University of Alberta Zin Mospin Chakyabi Topin Chita Eo Hino Chagetia Hitin Zinose Ake Tin Oabidukanta Canada's First Nations Ejepta Oahid Ne Dukika Ne uabi uwene ne winchasta ham winchasta dukin tawukta dukin ham winchasta cha uwatsiagat itsingahid itsin zehantsiha ne ietonah ne winchitatsin dukin uabi tuk ham winchasta itsingize ietonah uwetsahid hokutahid.
Olive Dickerson was made a member of the Order of Canada in 1996. The next year, she received an Aboriginal Lifetime Achievement Award. Dr. Olive Patricia Dickason died on March 12, 2011 at the age of 91. She is memorialized with the University of Calgary's annual Dr. Olive Dickason Award, which honors the accomplishments of an Indigenous student who has overcome adversity and life challenges to succeed.
Olive Dickason Ijabine ne Widatanganin Dohan Tangan Sayabi Winchastabi Winchakubize Order of Canada Ze 1996 Geha Ze Kubita Hit Hitsin Ze Hangabi Hake Wajichiha Aboriginal Lifetime Achievement Award Hitsakubita Hit Hitsin Ne Dr. Olive Patricia Dickason Williamson, ne March 12, 2011, ankita, when Jimna Nam Twinkage was his it's in ne University of Calgary, ne weane Dagunogi his in Janangas Gixia Bissin Chiaga, it's imina Dr. Olive Dickason Award hita ze inchastumihna anga biwizi neda duwe muspe inchakya bihunga dua yahna hem inchasta cha dagu dohan kitaki hista pies muspe inchakya bi nustana aindu heya cha kubita hita.